Scano, Sego Segoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM news. Councillor Helen Miller submitted a verbal brief on the Assembly of First Nations Special Chiefs Assembly, which she attended, along with elected Chief Mark Hill, at the Six Nations General Elected Council meeting on Tuesday, April 11th. The assembly took place April 3rd to 6th of 2023 in Ottawa. In her submission, Miller spoke about the main highlights of the conference, but it was Canada's action plan regarding the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, or UNDRIP, that Chief Mark Hill stated as being the big takeaway and referred to as UNDRA.
I think the biggest takeaway from this assembly is that action plan, is the UNDRA and what that looks like, because we know Canada is moving full force. They're right now in phase two of engagement where they'll need Obviously, voices collected on what the action plan looks like when it's on, you know, on the ground within communities. And so that's something that our office is working on to submit to our feedback on phase two of UNDRA and what that looks like. So there, that was the main takeaway for me. Again, it's a, and we'll get this all sent out to council for your own perusal and your own research. It's about a 45 page document. That basically outlines the sector and as well as who and what ministry it falls under. And so there's a lot of work happening on obviously Indigenous Services side as well as Miller's side, Crown Relations. There's things that we need to flag. And really what I liked about it is I believe JFK, Sarah Mainville did their own analysis on UNDRA itself. And so I wouldn't even mind, actually, we had a discussion of getting that analysis into council to kind of start and set our minds around what that looks like and the impacts to us specifically at Six Nations. And so that's something that's on the to-do list to get in front of council so that we can, again, start to put our minds together of developing our own analysis of this UNDRA and what that looks like. So there's opportunity, I think, still.
Other topics mentioned by Miller from the assembly included health and child welfare, specifically the 1965 Child Welfare Agreement, to which further information will be coming at a later date. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.